What we will do in this book. The story we tell is not simple, and while there are some heroes, there are no clear villains. Our tale is, rather, a social science detective story in which the crime was committed by a confluence of social trends and forces. Surprising events began happening on college campuses around 2013 and 2014, and they became stranger and more frequent between 2015 and 2017. In part one of the book, we set the stage. We give you the intellectual tools you'll need to make sense of the new culture of safety that has swept across many college campuses since 2013. Those tools include learning to recognize the three great untruths. Along the way, we'll explain some of the key concepts of cognitive behavioral therapy, and we'll show how CBT improves critical thinking skills while counteracting the effects of the great untruths. In part two, we show the great untruths in action. We examine the shoutdowns, intimidation, and occasional violence that are making it more difficult for universities to fulfill their core missions of education and research. We explore the newly popular idea that speech is violence, and we show why thinking this way is bad for students' mental health. We explore the sociology of witch hunts and moral panics, including the conditions that can cause a college to descend into chaos. In part three, we try to solve the mystery. Why did things change so rapidly on many campuses between 2013 and 2017? We identify six explanatory threads. 1. The rising political polarization and cross-party animosity of U.S. politics, which has led to rising hate crimes and harassment on campus. 2. Rising levels of teen anxiety and depression, which have made many students more desirous of protection and more receptive to the great untruths. 3. Changes in parenting practices, which have amplified children's fears even as childhood becomes increasingly safe. 4. The loss of free play and unsupervised risk-taking, both of which kids need to become self-governing adults. 5. The growth of campus bureaucracy and expansion of its protective mission. And 6. An increasing passion for justice, combined with changing ideas about what justice requires. These six trends did not influence everyone equally, but they have all begun to intersect and interact on college campuses in the United States in the last few years. Finally, in part four, we offer advice. We suggest specific actions that will help parents and teachers to raise wiser, stronger, more independent children, and we suggest ways in which professors, administrators, and college students can improve their universities and adapt them for life in our age of technology-enhanced outrage. In 2014, we set out to understand what was happening on U.S. college campuses, but the story we tell in this book is about far more than that. It's the story of our strange and unsettling time when many institutions are malfunctioning, trust is declining, and a new generation, the one after the millennials, is just beginning to graduate from college and enter the workforce. Our story ends on a hopeful note. The problems we describe may be temporary. We believe they are fixable. The arc of history bends toward progress on most measures of health, prosperity, and freedom. But if we can understand the six explanatory threads and free ourselves from the three great untruths, it may bend a little faster.